Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annerley High School. Thanks for joining us on the Game of the Week here on KSRO. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth and Michael Baribault. 13-6, El Molino Lions leading the Annerley Tigers after one full quarter. El Molino took the opening kickoff, went 70 yards to score their first touchdown, added the extra point. Annerley came back with a 75-yard drive and missed the extra point. They were losing 7-6. The third down pass is complete. Allingham threw out to the flat, just past the sticks, and the Annerley Tigers have kept the football. First and 10 right inside the 50-yard line. Big third down catch right there by Annerley.
Huge third down conversion. Keep the momentum going, especially when it looks like this El Molino defense is starting to figure him out.
Allingham throwing the football nicely for the Tigers. Fakes a handoff. The ball's on the carpet and recovered by Caden Fox. Going to lose 2 yards. Going to bring up second down and 12.
Looks like number 88, Owen White, was in there to cause the little fracas there.
Looked like Allingham wanted to fake the handoff, and he was trying to get the grip on the football. It dropped to the carpet. Caden Fox in the right place at the right time, recovered it. Allingham back to pass. Got time, throws out in the flat, and it's dropped. And there's a late penalty marker. Might be holding against El Molino. Thrown by the sideline judge. Jason Mora. Second down and 12. Annerley missed their extra point after they drove down the field and got a touchdown pass from Allingham to Vogel. Extra point was missed. El Molino came back on their second possession and a 15-yard touchdown pass from Lewis to Cole Van Stone. And El Molino missed the extra point. So that's where we stand, 13-6, 11 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here in quarter number two.
Nothing like that broadcaster jinx when we were talking about how excited we were for the kicking game of this game. And the kickers have each come out and missed an extra point.
Murphy's Law. Okay, there you go. 5 yards added for Annerley. Brings up second down and 2. Allingham back to pass. He's got a lot of time. Now the time breaks down, and he gets away from a tackler, and he's going to get the first down.
Number 5, Jackson Dunkel for El Molino, able to wrap him up, but not in time. Oh, where are they going to spot this? It looks like they're actually going to spot him a yard short, Nick.
Okay.
Might have to bring the chains out to measure it, depending on this spot. Referees are gathering up together.
It would be, yes. Oh, first down, Tigers. They're going to move the sticks. The ball's going to be placed at the El Molino, just inside the El Molino 38-yard line. El Molino leading 13-6, but the Annerley Tigers are marching down the field.
Initially, I didn't think that was that great of a spot, but sure enough, Annerley able to come up with the first down.
I thought he might have gotten a little more myself, but first down for the Tigers. Allingham in the shotgun's got halfbacks on both sides. Now he sends Caden Fox in motion to the right. Takes the snap, looking to the right. He's going to throw long down the sideline, and the ball's been caught. And going into the end zone for a touchdown. The ball was thrown over into the right flat, and Caden Fox made the catch and went untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers.
Just out of the reach of a jumping Cole Van Stone. You can see him. He's bent over right now, disappointed, thinking that he should have gotten more fingertips on that football. It was perfectly placed, Nick.
I think Van Stone mistimed his jump also, Jeff. He jumped up a little soon. He wasn't at the apex of his height when he jumped. As he was coming down, the ball went over his fingers into Fox's hands, and he rumbles into the end zone. The extra point looming. The snap is, wait a minute, penalty on this.
I think we're going to have a offsides on El Molino.
13-12, the all-important PAT. El Molino leading Annerley. 10 minutes, 23 seconds remaining in quarter number two.
Now, Arthur Taganashi's first kick bounced off the left upright, if you remember.
And James Foster's going to try to go for two.
Oh.
They move the football to the one-yard line, and James wants to get the 2 points here. I like the no guts, no glory here for James Foster.
I don't see a quarterback out on the field. Allingham is on the sideline. It looks like number three, Dylan Peterson, a wide receiver, is going to take the snap. Number 24, Caden Fox is lined up to receive it, the Wildcat.
He's coming up the middle. El Molino standing him up, and he's not going to get there. El Molino did a good job of plugging up the hole as Fox went to the right side. There was no running room, and El Molino denies the two-point conversion and continues to lead 13-12.
Now, I hope that Taganashi doesn't think that Foster's lost faith in him. That penalty allowed Annalee to move up to the 2-yard line. So you're pretty much just asking and tempting the offense to go for two right there in that situation. Annalee rolled the dice, and unfortunately it didn't pay off.
Yeah, this is a great call there. I think we're going to keep it right here. I think it was the right call by James Foster. You had an opportunity to run it in. I didn't think Caden Fox showed a lot of conviction on his run. He was looking for a hole there. There was no hole. He needed to put his head down and try to push that whole pack forward. But El Molino leads now 13-12. Three PATs missed so far and the four touchdowns.
This will surely have an effect moving forward, as I think we will see more two-point attempts moving forward, especially in the second half.
Yeah, chasing those points. Taganashi getting ready to kick off the ball right at the 40. Annalee in their blue uniforms kicking off to El Molino with their white uniforms and black helmets. The kick is a long, low driving kick taken right at the 10-yard line by Jalen Hall. He comes straight up the middle. He finds a little running room, and he's going to be stopped at the 32, but a flag comes in on the play.
There's a flag back at the 22-yard line. It looks like this might be holding or a block in the back that's going to push El Molino back a few yards. Oh, a chop block. Commonly known as an illegal block. It's where you go too low and you take out the defender's knees.
That's going to push El Molino back. Their starting position is going to be affected by that penalty. Randy Parmeter, early in the game here, is using his athlete, Jalen Hall, in every which way he can. He's running the football. They're throwing to him. He just took the kickoff. Jalen did not play last week. He missed the game against Barron Christian, but obviously Randy Parmeter knows this guy's a great athlete and trying to get the ball in his hands.
He is that secret sauce, that special ingredient that brings the recipe all together.
I always like the secret sauce, okay? I really do. Especially on my burgers, okay? So, all right, El Molino starting with the football right at their 10-yard line. Ball's handed off to Jalen Hall, who comes straight up the middle. Got a little running room before he's pushed down after an 8-yard gain. Jalen Hall, 5'8", 165-pounder, getting the most of the work here for El Molino on offense. Lewis looking over the defense. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Flexes Jalen Hall to his right. Now he hands the ball off. He fakes it, and he's coming up the middle, and Lewis has got the first down. Weston Lewis faked the handoff, went around left end, found a little running room, enough to gain the first down right at the El Molino 29-yard line, first and 10 Lions.
El Molino doing absolutely anything they want to on offense, having their way with this Annalee defense. My question is just going to be coming down to endurance now. I hope El Molino does a good job with cruise control, pacing things out, and they're going to be doing this to gradually wear down the Annalee defense. But you can see Hall's already got his hands on his hips. He's already looking forward to halftime.
Hall shifts to the right. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Again, the football handed to Hall. He comes up the middle. He stops on a dime, makes a move to the right, found a little more running room, and he's pushed down after a gain of 7.
Number 50, Sam Perdue for Annalee, bringing him down with one arm. Sheer strength.
It's fun to watch athletes, and Jalen Hall's an excellent one. He was moving to his left, planted his foot on a dime, moved to the right, found a little running room. Going to make it a second down and 3 for the Lions with the football at the 36-yard line. Weston Hall in the shotgun. Again, hands the ball straight up the middle of the Hall. And this time, Annaly does a great job of stuffing him.
Number 75, Connor Skiles, sniffed that out right from the start. Going to bring up third down here for El Molino.
Third and one. Football's at the 37-yard line. Lewis comes up quickly. It's a quarterback sneak, and he's stopped, but he reaches forward and gets the first down. Wait a minute, coming in from the side. This doesn't look like a very good spot, I'll tell you that.
From the Annaly sideline, it doesn't look like he's going to get a generous spot. From the El Molino side, it looks like they might give him the first down.
Yeah, I got to tell you, right now, I'm a little bit suspect. I'm looking a little bit cross-eyed here at the home side judge, Jason Mora.
And they're going to bring out the chains for a measurement.
Looks like it might be just short by inches.
I do like the El Molino play call, taking Weston Lewis, your big, strong quarterback, 6'1", and using him in a Cam Newton-type role to just dive across the front that line for the first down, or what appears to be the first down.
And it is a first down. Good eyes. The young man, Jeff Woodworth, 26 years old, the most eligible bachelor in Sonoma County. Good eyes, my man. First down and 10, the Lions.
I eat my carrots. What can I say?
El Molino now with a fresh set of downs. They move the sticks. Football right at the 38-yard line. Their own 38. Leading 13-12 with 7 minutes 40 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Weston Lewis, the quarterback in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Hands the ball. No, he fakes it and comes up the middle. And he does a good job of finding some running room. And he's finally drugged down again after a 10-yard gain. Looks like it may be just short as Weston Lewis did a superb job of dancing in through the middle of the Annaly defense. And the ball's going to be placed at the 47.5-yard line, bringing up a second down and a half yard. Weston Lewis stays in the shotgun. Takes the snap, hands it straight up the middle to Jalen Hall. He's found a hole. He moves to the outside, and he's got running room. He's at the 35, the 30, knocked out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. Jalen Hall, the athlete, started up the middle, danced his way to the outside, and used nothing but athleticism and speed to get the edge. Finally pushed out of bounds at the 23-yard line of Annaly Tigers, first down and 10 for the El Molino Lions.
Hall with a nice stiff arm there halfway through the run, putting number 42, Mike Person, face down into the turf, and then eventually pushed out of bounds by number 55, Dylan Cords.
Gotta love these athletes. Jalen Hall is a heck of one. First and 10, El Molino. Driving. Snap goes to Weston Lewis. He comes up the middle. He finds a hole, and he moves to the outside, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds after a four-yard gain. Lewis came straight up the middle there. He veered to the right, started to go east and west, and just went right out of bounds after a four-yard gain. It'll bring up second down and 6. El Molino driving the football again, leading 13-12 with 6:42 here in the second quarter at Annaly High School. Weston Lewis looking over the defense, shifts his running back to the left, takes the snap, keeps it himself, comes straight up the middle, finds a little hole, leans forward just inside the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and a long one.
Number 59, Leif Daring, able to wrap him up by the shoestrings on that play.
Lewis is a very patient runner. Again, reminding me of your Pittsburgh Steelers, now New York Jets, Le'Veon Bell, as he looks for a hole and picks his spot, and then he surges forward. And here it is, third and one. You got to believe this is two down territory for the Lions. The ball's inside the 15-yard line, leading 13-12. Lewis in the shotgun, looking over the defense. Jalen Hall back into the backfield with Lewis. Takes the snap. The snap goes through his hands, and Lewis jumps on it. It was a good snap. Lewis took his eyes off it for a moment, was lucky to retrieve it, but it's going to bring up a fourth down as he lost 6 yards on it. The ball's going to be placed back at the 24-yard line.
If Lewis had not fallen on that ball precisely when he did, number 38, Cole Hunter of Annaly, was right there behind him, diving over his shoulder, looking to scoop up that bad snap.
Boy, that was a big play here. Instead of a third down and one, El Molino's now got a fourth and 10. Football just inside the 24-yard line. Lewis has got two receivers right, two receivers left with Jalen Hall, and a timeout by Coach Randy Parmeter. He wants to talk this one over. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annalee High School. El Molino leading Annalee 13-12. 5 minutes remaining in quarter number two. El Molino with a big fourth down and 10. The football right at the 24-yard line of Annalee. Back to pass, Weston Lewis throws it over the middle and caught. And he's going to get a first down and he's going to get into the end zone. Touchdown, El Molino Lions, as Jackson Dunkel took the little pass, weaved his way through the middle of the Annalee Tigers defense, and he wasn't brought down till he got into the end zone. El Molino strikes for another touchdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Matos, citizens of Sonoma County. El Molino, 3 for 3 on fourth down conversions, all of them resulting in scores.
Big play right there as Weston Lewis found Jackson Dunkel, and Jackson Dunkel, athlete in space, weaved his way, wasn't brought down till he broke the plane of the end zone, and it's a touchdown, Lions. They're lining up for the extra point. Cole Van Stone, the snap is good, the hold is good, and this kick is good. El Molino Lions lead the Annalee Tigers 20-12. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annalee High School. Thanks for joining us on the KSRO Game of the Week. I'm Nick Mattis along with Jeff Woodworth, the El Molino Lions, on 4th and 10 from their own 20, from the 24-yard line. A nice 24-yard touchdown pass to Jackson Dunkel, who scored. The extra point was good, and El Molino leads Annalee 20-12 with 5 minutes remaining in quarter number two.
Nick, I'm looking up at the sky right now, and I can't really see the stars, but I know that El Molino should be thanking their lucky ones. 3 for 3 on fourth downs there, all resulting in touchdowns. It's unbelievable. My mind is blown.
Yeah, that's the difference in the game right now. Van Stone kicking off for El Molino. The kick is a long driving kick taken right inside the 10-yard line, coming straight up the field. He's got a little running room, and he's brought down is Kobe Elledge for Annalee, and they'll take over with pretty good field position. The ball's at the 31-yard line, trailing 20-12 with 4 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in quarter number two. If you're just joining us, El Molino took the opening kickoff, went 70 yards, scored a touchdown on a run by Jalen Hall, but Annalee answered with a 75-yard drive on a touchdown pass by Allingham. The PAT was missed, so El Molino led 7-6. El Molino came back with a 15-yard touchdown pass from Lewis to Cole Van Stone. The PAT was missed. Allingham came back, and he threw a nice touchdown pass to Fox. And again, the PAT was missed. And then we just had the big 24-yard touchdown pass to Jackson Dunkel. That's where we stand. Allingham takes the snap, throws over the middle, incomplete.
And the Annerley fans looking for a penalty.
Again, that's one of those plays where the middle linebacker for El Molino, Coleman Hayes, he can't see if the ball was caught or not. He's got to finish the play, and he buried the receiver. No penalty called. Incomplete pass, second down and 10. Ball placed right at the Annerley Tigers' 32-yard line, trailing 20-12 here in the quarter number two. Allingham in the backfield's got three receivers right, one receiver left. Fakes the handoff. Now he wants to throw out in the flat. There's a wide-open catch in the middle of the field, and it's going to be caught for a first down, and he's taken down right at midfield.
Number 17, Chris McGowan, running a textbook slant across the middle, and Allingham hitting him right there in the numbers.
Allingham throwing the ball very nicely, put a lot of mustard on that one, right over the middle of the field, gave the receiver a chance to move upfield, and McGowan did a nice job of getting some yards after the catch. First and 10 Tigers right at midfield, trailing 20-12. Just over 4 minutes remaining here in quarter number two. Allingham takes the snap. Now he's going to hand off the football. Coming across the field and being brought down for no game is Caden Fox.
A gang of El Molino Lions on the effort there, bringing him down in the backfield. Looks like a loss of one.
Caden Fox going east and west there. Never found an opportunity to cut up field and go north and south. El Molino did a good job of stringing the play out. Second down and 10. Ball right at midfield. Tigers want to try to get a touchdown here or answer El Molino's score. Allingham with the snap. It's a good one. They're setting up a screen, and he leaves it a little short, and the receiver, Elledge, cannot make the catch. Looks like there's going to be a late penalty on El Molino for roughing the quarterback. Absolutely. Did you get to see who made that? The penalty was on El Molino.
It looked like it was number 50, Coleman Hayes, in the backfield there.
Coleman Hayes, a very physical player for El Molino, leads the team in tackles. That's going to give Annerley a first down as they march the ball 15 yards up the field, and they place it right at the El Molino Lions' 35-yard line.
Again, like you were saying, Nick, you can't really hold it against Coleman there. He's just putting his head down, playing as hard as he can, trying to make a play on defense, and unfortunately he just can't pull the trigger or end it fast enough.
Annerley Tigers come up. Allingham's going to hand the ball straight up the middle. There's a big hole, and he's got a running room, but he's finally tackled after a 12-yard gain.
Number 28, Sol Berna, on the tackle there, but not before Annerley able to pick up the first down.
Vogel came up the middle. He found some running room. Finally drug down, but not after he gained 12 yards. Annerley trying to match El Molino's touchdown, trailing 20-12. 3 minutes and 20 seconds here in quarter number two. Allingham wants to pass. Gets the snap. Throws out over the end zone. And it's caught. Touchdown, Annerley Tigers. Number nine, Nick Kramer, caught the ball at the 5-yard line and went untouched into the end zone, and the Annerley Tigers march down the field. Let's see if they go for two or one.
Allingham with a beautiful pass, puts it right on his back shoulder.
And they are going to go for two. Excuse me, go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, no, we're fine. Update on the two-point conversion. Allingham putting that throw right on his back shoulder, spinning up the defender, number 12, Ethan Ransom, unable to get a hand on the wide receiver. And now Annerley going for two, trying to tie this game up with 3:12 left in the second.
Allingham in the shotgun, takes a snap. Now he throws quickly, and it's blocked and batted away. No good.
Number 70, Ben Gonzalez, is able to stick his mitt up there and knock the ball down at the line of scrimmage. El Molino holding on to a two-point lead.
And again, the PAT is missed by Annerley Tigers, but they've marched down the field, and they've scored to cut the margin to 20-18. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Willowside Meats on Guerneville Road in Santa Rosa offers the highest quality lamb, pork, chicken, and
exactly
HB, as well as 25 different varieties of nitrate and nitrite-free sausage and jerky. Willowside Meats specializes in custom cutting, curing, smoking, and wild game processing. Also offering custom-made sausages from your wild game. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Call 707-546-8404. 546-8404. Willowside Meats in Santa Rosa since 1969.
No, I mean the second time.
News, traffic,
and they went for
weather,
two the
talk.
Time.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Annaly High School. We've got a great game going here. A seesaw battle back and forth. The Annaly Tigers just scored. They missed their PAT. And El Molino leads Annaly with 3 minutes and 12 seconds remaining. 20-18. Getting ready for the kickoff. Takashi kicks the ball deep. Taken at the 10-yard line. Coming straight up the middle. Finds a little running room. He's going to veer to the left. Can he get around the left sideline? And he does. And he's going down the sideline before he's finally pushed out. Ethan Ransom with a nice return for Annaly, setting them up right at the 40-yard line with 3 minutes remaining here in quarter number two.
What a return by Ransom, setting him up with prime field position. Exactly 3 minutes left on the clock here. El Molino's been able to matriculate the ball down the field at will. So we'll see how many points they're able to put up here. I know that they're going to get in position to put up points. It's just a matter of how many.
Annaly coach Randy Parmeter has one timeout remaining, I believe, with 3 minutes. Weston Lewis and the Lions have done a great job tonight on moving the football. We talked a little bit about Cole Van Stone. His range is about 35 yards for El Molino. Weston Lewis looking for the play call from the sideline. El Molino standing over the football. Weston Lewis now has got the call. Two receivers right, two receivers left. The officials getting the change in the football. Each team gets to use their own football when they're on offense. They've changed the football, and here's El Molino leading 20-18 with 3 minutes remaining in the quarter. Weston Lewis shifts Jalen Hall, the running back, to the left. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, wants to throw. Now he rolls out. He's running out of time, and he's going to run out of bounds. Looks like he might have lost 1 or 2 yards. Couldn't find a receiver, just kept rolling to his left. He's a southpaw thrower. Rolled to his strong side and just ran out of real estate. Second down and 11. Clock stopped at 2 minutes 54 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. Heck of a ball game here for the Apple Trophy. Annaly and El Molino not disappointing us. Great dogfight here in the first half. And I expect another 24 minutes in the second half.
A very tightly contested first half. Both teams out here giving it their all. That's just what rivalries do. They bring out the best in not only you but your opponent. You see that giant Apple Trophy right there on the sideline. El Molino's coming for it.
The 55th meeting between these arch rivals began in 1965. Annaly has won 8 straight games since 2010. To take a 31-23 in this Sebastopol-Forestville rivalry. Yeah, I'm looking at that Apple Trophy down there, and it does look solid and heavy.
It's about looking like a 3-foot piece of wood with a football-sized golden apple affixed the top of it.
They tell me it weighs over 30 pounds, so it's solid. El Molino would love to carry it back to Forestville. That'd leading 20-18 with 2:54 remaining in quarter number two.
That'll be the lightest 30 pounds that either one of these teams picks up all year.
I bet several of them will be wanting to carry that out of here, Jeff. All right, Weston Lewis in the shotgun, 2:54 remaining, second down and 11. Lewis looking over the Annaly defense, shifts Hall to the left. Now he pitches out to Hall. Hall's got a little running room. He comes up field. And he's going to be knocked out just short of the first down. Let's see where they spot him. Looks like it's going to bring up a third down and 2. As he got up to the 47-yard line. Excuse me, second down and 2. I'm not sure how that could be second down. On the first down, didn't Weston Lewis run out of bounds? I know he did.
I think they're going to rule that he threw the ball away.
Well, that still would be a down. It should be third
down.
That is true. Should be third down. I don't know what's going on there, but here's Lewis pitching it out. He fumbles. He fumbles the football. As Lewis was trying to get the ball to Jalen Hall, he got tackled by some Annaly defenders. He tried to dish the ball out, and he's lucky that Jalen Hall was able to fall on it. But that's going to make a big third down, and I'm going to tell you, I think they missed a down because I know Weston Lewis ran out of bounds on the first play of the drive. So here it is, though, third down and 7. Lewis back to pass. It's a screen play, and it's set up nicely, and Hall's going to be – he breaks a tackle and gets the first down. He's going to be ruled down. There was a fumble late. Number 3, Dylan Peterson, had an opportunity to stop it, and we've got an unsportsmanlike penalty coming in late. We'll have to see what happens. But on that play, Jalen Hall was stopped behind the line of scrimmage, but he broke the tackle, went upfield, gained the first down. The ball came out late. He's going to be ruled down on the play. It was a first down for El Molino. Let's see what the flag is.
Hall broke about 4 tackles on the way to that first down.
Personal foul against Annaly, and that's going to add on to the gain. The ball was downed at the Annaly 48-yard line. Add 15 yards to that, and that's going to give El Molino a first down.
Again, Nick, I understand it's a rivalry game. Tensions are high. You haven't had the trophy. Well, you want to hold on to the trophy if you're Annaly in this sense, but you need to keep your wits about you. Have some composure.
You're exactly right. That big penalty just gave El Molino 15 precious yards and put them now inside the Annaly 35-yard line. First down and 10 with 2 minutes and 8 seconds counting down to halftime. El Molino leading 20-18. Lewis looking over the defense. Shifts his running back Ramalia to the left. Takes the snap. Now he throws quickly out into the flat to Jalen Hall, or to Van Stone, excuse me. And Van Stone is taken out of bounds after a 5-yard gain. Stopping the clock. Excuse me, the clock is still running. El Molino with just 1 timeout left.
I thought for sure Van Stone got out of bounds to stop the clock there.
1 minute and 30 seconds counting down here till halftime. El Molino 20-18 leading Annaly. With the football right at the 30-yard line. Lewis looking over the defense. And now time is being stopped. Let's see what's going on here. I think Parmeter was wanting to know why the clock wasn't stopped.
Yep.
Yes, just what you said, Jeff Woodworth. He was taken out of bounds. The ball, I'm going to say there was a minute 40 seconds when he was taken out of bounds. Let's see if they can figure this one out.
And it seems the official is signaling the 140 mark.
Yes. I believe it was at 140 when he went out of bounds. Jeff Woodworth, the star of the show here, did catch that. The clock should have stopped because he was taken out of bounds.
They're getting it worked out.
We got a great interview at halftime. Stick around at halftime. Michael Barabalt's going to have an interview with both coaches, and I've got Sonoma County's voice, the PA announcer, Trey Dunia, is going to join me. And if you don't know Trey, this is a good time to get up close and personal with Trey Dunia. He's well known in the area, the most famous voice we have in this area. Lewis takes a snap, throwing long over the middle, and it's almost intercepted right through the hands of Gabe Wallace, the defensive back for, the defensive back Mike Pearson had a chance for Annaly to intercept it. The ball went through his hands. Incomplete pass.
That ball was clearly overthrown, put on a silver platter for Annaly, and it just slips right through his hands.
Sometimes you're on defense because you don't have good hands. You're a good tackler, okay? So I don't want to be too hard on the defensive backs. If he had good hands, he might be a receiver on offense. Third down and 7 for the El Molino Lions, leading 20-18, 1 minute 35 seconds remaining in quarter number 2. Weston Lewis pitches it out to Hall. Let's see if Hall can get, and he's brought down short of the first down. A great tackle coming up from his defensive spot. Nick Kramer brought down Hall short of the first down. And there's going to be a timeout taken by James Foster and the Annalee Tigers with 1 minute 26 seconds. El Molino is going to call the timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Annalee High School. El Molino Lions leading 20-18, 1 minute 26 seconds left. El Molino with the football at the Annalee Tigers 32-yard line, 4th down and 4 yards, and El Molino's going for it. Weston Lewis, the quarterback, is in the shotgun. Romalia shifts to the right. Lewis is going to look to, he's going to throw long down the end zone, and it's off the hands and out of bounds. Lewis looked out in the flat, but he threw down into the end zone for Van Stone, and it's just a little bit long, incomplete pass, and Annalee will take over with 1 minute 21 seconds remaining. What'd you think of that call right there?
So close to have going 4-for-4 on 4th downs with coming up with touchdowns too. I don't hate the play call. I like El Molino's aggression there. Wide receiver got a hand on it. The throw was a little out in front of him. But ideally, again, out of the way of the defender, so it was really just the wide receiver's ball to lose.
I got to tell you, I would have preferred to see him get the ball out in the flat to Jalen Hall. It would have been athlete against another athlete, and I would have taken my chances with Jalen Hall. Not a bad play, but the odds of it were a little tough. Annalee takes over with the minute 21, quickly throws out, and a wonderful catch by Nick Kramer. As Allingham threw the ball, Kramer did a 180 and made the catch, goes to the ground. The clock is still running, 1:08 left. Annalee with the football on their own 31-yard line, trailing 20-18. They're speeding it up here.
They are taking forever to get the ball down, though, so Annalee's really going to have to kick their two-minute offense into high gear here.
Here's the snap to Allingham. He's looking over the middle. He throws, and it's going to be incomplete. Threw in between a couple of receivers. Ball went harmlessly to the turf. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5. 48 seconds remaining here in the second quarter at Annalee High School. The Apple game's been all that we thought it would be. Two teams slugging it out. El Molino leading 20-18, and the difference in this game is PATs. El Molino's converted 2 out of their 3. Annalee's missed 2 out of their 3. Or excuse me, Annalee's missed 3 out of their 3. They've missed them all. Allingham gets it. 3rd down and 5. Throws it out here, and the ball is dropped. A pass that should have been caught to Nick Kramer, and that's going to be incomplete and force a 4th down. With 44 seconds remaining, Annalee's going to have to punt the ball back to El Molino.
Again, another one of those instances where I think Kramer was thinking about what he was going to do with the ball before he actually brought it in. Ends up bouncing it right off his hands, falls incomplete. Now Annalee's going to have to punt the ball back. El Molino with another chance with 44 seconds left to put some points up before halftime.
Back deep for the El Molino Lions is their one of their best athletes, Jalen Hall. He's standing at the 30-yard line. Takahashi ready to punt for Annalee, standing at his own 20. The snap's good. Takahashi booms it to the sideline. It's going to bounce and go right out of bounds. And it's going to go out of bounds inside the 25-yard line. A great kick, just what James Foster had mentioned about Takahashi. He's able to turn the field. And just on cue, there he does. And that'll give El Molino 36 seconds remaining here in quarter number 2 to see if they can drive down the field, leading 20-18. What do you do here if you're, let's put the OC hat on you. If you're El Molino, do you want to try to extend your lead or play it a little safe here?
You have no timeouts left. I think maybe you take one shot downfield. You got to throw the ball past the 50-yard line just to keep Annalee's offense at bay. If that doesn't work, then I'm just running the clock out and taking it into halftime. You've got the lead. Annalee hasn't been able to complete an extra point. You've got their number there. Take what you can. Take your notes and observations and make some tweaks at halftime.
Lewis looking over the defense. All night long, two receivers left, two receivers right. Lewis is going to throw it down the sideline, and it's a jump ball, and it's caught. A jump ball. It was up in the air. Jumping up was Jackson Dunkel. Dunkel's had a great first half. Ball's going to be placed at the El Molino 45. The clock is stopped while they replace the chains in the ball.
Much like college football, clock
stops. And now
stops.
The clock is running. Inside 25 seconds, Lewis looking over the defense. Gets the snap, drops back. The pressure's on. He throws it over the middle. He throws it behind Jalen Hall. Yep. Annalee got some pressure that time.
That play broke down very quick. He was able to get the ball out to Van Stone. And if Van Stone, he threw it a little behind Van Stone, though. If that was out in front, Van Stone had a lot of real estate to work with there to try and turn something into Annalee's side of the field.
Yeah, tough play for Weston Hall as the left-hander was rolling to his right, tried to throw back across his body to Van Stone, who was moving from the right to the left, and he left it a little too high. But there was running room. But it brings up a big second down and 10, 15 seconds remaining here in quarter number two at Annalee High School. Lewis takes the snap. Now he's going to throw down deep over the middle of the field, and it's going to be intercepted. Annalee has intercepted the football and bringing it back, and he's going to be downed at the 35-yard line. A great interception by Gary Gritsch. We talked about Gary in the pregame show. That's his fourth interception in four games, and Gritsch will... That might just do it for the first half. Gritsch is getting up a little slow. 3 minutes remaining in this first half. El Molino leading 20-18, and we talked about Gary Gritsch. That little guy has just done a great job. He's got a nose for the football.
A defensive presence for the Tigers, able to come up with the interception here. Turned a nice little routine. I think he might have bit off a little bit more than he could chew, though, trying to bring that back. 3 seconds left in the half. If I'm El Molino, I'm looking over at my quarterback, Weston Lewis, and I'm not mad at that. That's just as good as a punt in that situation, regardless of the turnover. What is Annalee going to do with it with 3 seconds left? They're either going to kneel the ball or they're going to take a shot down the field.
Looks like there may have been a penalty on the play, a personal foul against Annalee. Annalee's going to keep the football, but they're going to move it back, and I'm sure Annalee's going to kneel down here. Annalee will get the football to start the second half. So they're going to place the ball back inside the 15-yard line of Annalee. 3 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. I'm sure this will be a kneel down, and they'll go to halftime trailing 20-18. Stick around for halftime. We've got a couple of great interviews with both coaches and Trey Dunia. Joe's going to get us caught up with Piner High School's score. Piner High School will be on the game of the week next week versus Annalee. Looking forward to that. So that's going to do it here from the first half. El Molino Lions leading 20-18. That you're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll...
So you want me to take it now, right?
...a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet
okay,
help
no
you
break
find
between
the right
me and the
at
interview.
The right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant.
When do you
Corral,
want me to play
Habla
that
Espanol,
song?
Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Okay, and if I play the
join
music and I don't have
Crystal
the interview
clear,
yet, just be ready.
103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.